President-elect Obama has other foreign policy challenges, of course. Iraq, for example. Mr. Obama has pledged to withdraw U.S. forces from the country. Security has improved throughout Iraq after almost 6 years of guerrilla war and factional fighting, but there's still plenty of violence. Today, an explosion killed dozens of people near the city of Kirkuk in northern Iraq. Iraqi police say it was an apparent suicide bombing. Kirkuk remains a flashpoint of ethnic and sectarian divisions. The world's Middle East correspondent Will Lawrence is also author of Invisible Nation, How the Kurds' Quest for Statehood is Shaping Iraq and the Middle East. Now, you know Kirkuk quite well. Paint a picture for us, first of all. What does the city actually look like? What kind of place is it?
Well, it's astride a river which was once flowing and once made the heart of the city, but it's been dry for many years. So you've got several bridges going across a very dry riverbed with just some reeds in the bottom of it. It's a city that never really recovered after so many years of sanctions and control by Saddam Hussein. In 2003, when it was liberated, as the Kurdish forces who steamed into the city would say, there was a lot of promise that the city should be quickly rebuilt. But it's been mired in controversy between ethnic groups, and the city doesn't look a whole lot better today than it did 5 years ago.
And underneath the city of Kirkuk and in the surrounding areas, huge reserves of oil. Is that its main importance? Is that why, you know, these ethnic tensions even exist?
Well, it's interesting because almost none of the discussions I've had about Kirkuk with people who live there, with the different groups who live there, ever center around oil. People will say, this is our ethnic homeland. This city has always been Kurdish. This city has always been Turkoman. There have always been Arabs living in this city. People will never mention the fact that it might sit on top of maybe 20% of Iraq's oil reserves. So people will say that this is a fight about national heritage and territory, but the reason, I suppose, all the countries around consider it important is because of the oil.
Now, Saddam Hussein tried to purge Kirkuk of the Kurds, but since his ousting in 2003, they've come back. What is the current composition of the city, and can you break it down in kind of percentages?
Well, that's a very controversial question. I don't know the answer. Anyone who tries to find out the answer and conduct a census would likely get themselves in very big trouble on the ground. Going back to the 1950s, there was a census that determined that the city itself was probably Turkoman. That's a remnants of the Ottoman Empire, these garrison soldiers, bureaucrats, businessmen who became part of Iraq's landscape. But the countryside around was probably predominantly Kurdish. Now, there are plenty of Arabs there, Sunni Arab tribes that go back a long way in the region as well. But during Saddam Hussein's, as you mentioned, campaign to gerrymander the ethnic makeup of the region, he moved a lot of poor Shiite Arabs in from the south. So I said in my book that it's a Gordian knot tied with razor wire.
Yeah, that sounds like a good way of describing it. Can you give us a sense of who actually runs Kirkuk? Is there a mayor, and what ethnic group does he or she belong to?
Well, I guess you'd have to say, first of all, that the U.S. Army is still in Kirkuk. Second of all, that there are Iraqi army troops there who are predominantly Kurdish. There are Kurdish parties who have a base in Kirkuk, and they have a comfortable control over the north of Kirkuk, but that's where today's car bomb attack happened.
Are we going to be hearing more about Kirkuk, Quill, in the coming months? And do you think it will be a new flashpoint in Iraq and maybe even have the potential to destabilize the country?
You know, I was recently embedded with the U.S. general who commands the northern part of Iraq, the U.S. forces in the northern part of Iraq. And we were talking about Kirkuk as a time bomb that just keeps on ticking. It's been considered a flashpoint, maybe the flashpoint, where Iraq could come apart at the seams for many years now. Because Turkey has an interest in keeping the Kurds out of there and keeping the Kurds from declaring their own state, because Baghdad has an interest in the oil in Kirkuk, because even Iran is concerned that the Kurds might be able to take Kirkuk and then have an independent state of their own. So far, it hasn't ripped open the way many people feared it would, drawing the neighbors in. But there's a lot of concern that with an American drawdown and perhaps an absence of American power in Iraq, that this scenario might come around again.
The world's Middle East correspondent, Quill Lawrence, also the author of Invisible Nation, How the Kurds' Quest for Statehood is Shaping Iraq and the Middle East. Thanks very much, as always, Quill.
Thank you, Marco.